Lesson 36. Changes. To talk about making small changes, you can say make adjustments, make alterations, or make modifications. More informally, you can say make tweaks. For example, we made a few tweaks to the website. To talk about bigger changes, you can use the verbs transform and revolutionize. The internet has revolutionized the way people communicate. The city transformed the vacant lot into a playground. You usually transform one thing into something else. When you put on different clothes, you change your clothes. When you remove a baby's dirty diaper and put on a clean one, you change the baby's diaper. When you reverse a decision or opinion, then you change your mind. And when you introduce a different topic of conversation, then you change the subject. When you change your religion, then we often use the verb convert. I converted to Christianity. My brother wants to convert to Islam. Other verbs used for changes are turn, become, and get. Let's look at their different collocations. Use turn with colors. Bananas turn black if you put them in the refrigerator. You can also use turn into as a less formal expression for transform into. Our living room couch turns into a bed. Use become with emotions and states of being, including comparative adjectives. My sister became angry when she found out I'd broken her computer. It's becoming apparent, or becoming clear, that the treatment isn't working. The band's music became popular among teenagers. It's becoming more difficult to separate one's personal and professional life. You can also use become with professions. My brother became an actor. The word get can be used as a less formal alternative to become, with emotions and comparative adjectives, but not with professions or states of being. I'm getting excited about my upcoming trip to Spain. It's getting more expensive to rent a place in this neighborhood. Will it ever get easier for me to understand movies in English? We also use the word go in a few specific collocations involving changes. To go bald means to lose your hair. To go blind means to lose your ability to see. To go deaf means to lose your ability to hear. And to go crazy or go insane means to lose your mental control. Listen to and repeat the collocations from this lesson about changes. Make adjustments. Make alterations. Make modifications. Make tweaks. Revolutionize the way. Transformed into. Change your clothes. Change the baby's diaper. Change your mind. Change the subject. Converted to Christianity. Convert to Islam. Turn black. Turns into. Became angry. Becoming apparent. Becoming clear. Became popular. Becoming more difficult. Became an actor. Getting excited. Getting more expensive. Get easier. Go bald. Go blind. go deaf, go crazy, go insane. Now take the quiz to practice the collocations about changes.